Nigeria is a country located on the western coast of Africa. The geography of Nigeria was quite diverse. Climates ranged from humid to dry in Nigeria. Hundreds of languages were used to communicate within tribes. Some of the languages were Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa, English, and etc. Nigeria as a whole only dates back to 1914. That's when the British formed the country by grouping several small northern and southern regions. From the 12th century until the actual creation of Nigeria in 1914, many different groups have lived and governed in the area. During the 12th century, there were no specific countries, only empires, kingdoms, and some states. As time passed in the 12th century, the area had developed organized trade networks with other African states. During this time, trade was one of the most important aspects of life for Nigerians. The Europeans wanted colonies in Africa to exploit the natural resources. Europeans had a high demand for assured sources of raw materials, the search for guaranteed markets, and profitable investments. They wanted the land for a source of inexpensive labor and natural resources. Nigeria's land was flourished with resources such as gas, tin, iron, ore, coal, lead, zinc, and arable land. The main negative impact on the economy of Nigeria was slavery. Slavery also brought some negative social impacts to Nigeria. A lot of Africans became agents for slave trading companies all over the world. Europeans seized land from the Africans to establish plantations for the growing of cash crops and forced the people to work on these plantations. The Europeans took away most of their resources, especially gold, diamonds, ivory, and agricultural primary products. Africans occupied the lowest positions of the colonial government and never had a say in the governing of their own countries. Those employed by the colonial government felt proud and more superior to the others, and it eventually led to social inequality in the colonies. African religion was also destroyed due to the introduction of Christianity. They forced the people to learn their new language, taught them how to eat European food, and dress like Europeans, abandoning their own traditions and the spread of deadly diseases. Although there were negative impacts, it brought new technology to Africa. They were provided with tools for farming and introduced new crops like maize and manioc from the New World. Africans learned the languages of their colonial masters like English, French, and Portuguese, which has given them more of an advantage to be able to communicate. During and after the Berlin Conference, various European countries sent out agents to sign treaties of protection with the leaders of African societies, states, kingdoms, and empires. The interpretation of the treaties led to conflict between both parties and eventually to military encounters. For Europeans, these treaties meant that Africans had signed away their rights, land, and resources to European powers. But for Africans, the treaties were merely friendship treaties. After discovering that there was such miscommunication and that the European power now wanted to impose authority in their lands, African rulers organized their military to resist the seizure of their lands and colonial domination. Some Africans even refused work or faked having an illness. Instead of professional soldiers, small groups of organized fighters, such as the Igbo, used the guerrilla tactics of hit-and-run raids against the Europeans. Despite the hardships colonialism brought upon Nigerians, it also brought new developments and new technologies. Christianity spread into the south as well, and colonialists sought more hope in southern Nigeria. Ethnic and religious conflict had been a consistent feature of modern-day Nigerian politics.